North Dakota's public service commissioners say they may have to ask the 2019 legislature for more staff to inspect natural gas pipelines. Right now, the state has 1.5 positions for that inspection. Commissioner Brian Crotchus says the concern is the federal requirement of the number of inspection days.
And by the year 2020, we will have to have be able to demonstrate that we will be able to conduct 210 inspection days in the field. And I believe the total this past time around that we're currently at is 136. And that's because of growing infrastructure. There's more and more infrastructure being placed and more natural gas infrastructure that we have to inspect and to ensure that it's safe for the public to be in operation.
Commission Chairman Randy Crispin says the federal agency is shifting more of the inspection burden on states.
Our options are going to ultimately be to add another inspector at a cost to the state or get less reimbursement from the federal government for failing to meet that standard at a cost to the state.
Crispin says the PSC made the request to the 2017 legislature, and he says he understands it's a tight state budget. He says that means the request will have to go to the 2019 legislative session. But Crispin says training could then become an issue.
A new hire in maybe, say, the spring or summer of 2019 is not going to have been trained in and gotten all those inspection days in. It takes years to get all the adequate training because PHMSA only offers those training programs periodically. We're ultimately going to be kind of in a tough situation with this program moving forward.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.